Mic check 1 2.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check.
Just talk a little louder.
Mic check 1 2 1 2.
There we go. That's better. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 29 of People's Choice Podcast. I am TG, the host, as usual. You did know that part, I hope, by now. And of course, I'm at home, People's Choice Studio. More entertainment is here. I also got somebody else here with me, Tony Fant Jr.
Yes.
The Jr. is to be emphasized now.
It is.
Yeah. When I first met you, we wasn't really highlighting the Jr. part. What changed? You got a new daddy?
You silly. So you got a new
I mean,
daddy.
Most niggas like throw senior on your name when they have a son, but then all of a sudden you became junior. What changed?
I'm just trying to be, I want to be connected to my dad, but I want to be my own person.
Have you always been a junior all your life?
Yes.
So you you was hoeing your daddy the whole time.
No. He said, no. That's funny.
I just want to know.
So your dad always been in your life. But
one
you
show it was Tony Fant. Next show was Tony Fant Jr. Like, nigga, oh, you just had a daddy.
Oh, no. I did the show like this. I am Tony Fant, so my dad can also, you know,
eat off of that.
Yeah.
Get famous like, oh, you Tony Fant, but you're not because you like you. Yeah, we going to see you, so they not going to get y'all confused. The best that could happen is he catch a check in your favor.
Sometimes, I don't know, that's why my son ain't going to have my name.
Yeah, that's crazy.
My son not going to have my name.
Had that conversation before. My son got my middle name, but he got his own first name for sure.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do because it's like financial things are like.
You don't want him catching your check.
Not necessarily. I had no problem with my dad eating, but it's like I want to make sure I eat. And then my dad eat. I don't want my dad
to
eat.
So the only reason you not going to name your son after you is because.
It's just financial. It's a burden, bro. So like when they be trying to contact my dad for financial reasons.
They be calling you and shit.
They be calling me. And they be like, is your birthday such and such? I'm like, no. Then I call him like, yeah, somebody checking for you, bro.
He probably sending niggas your number on purpose.
It could.
You know your daddy's social security number?
No.
Oh, you should learn that.
I know my sister's though.
I mean, but she ain't got your name.
She don't. She my twin, but
oh, yeah. I mean, y'all got the same birthday and shit. Mm-hmm. Y'all social security numbers, one number off. What's yours?
No.
Let me get this in the bud real quick. Yeah. All right, look, y'all, before we get started, tgthehost.com for all things me. Scroll to the bottom of the first page, subscribe. This podcast is available. Where are we at? iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, TuneIn, Buzzsprout. That's it. And, yeah, man, screenshot, share, repost, like, comment, subscribe. Tell your mama we on.
Mama.
Tell your boyfriend we on, and then tell your other boyfriend we on.
That's never me.
The other boyfriend or the first boyfriend?
The first boyfriend.
You don't want to be so you don't want your girl to have a second boyfriend.
Exactly.
Or you don't want to just not know about it.
I'd rather be just me in the picture, me and her. Just me.
What if you never know? What if your girlfriend successfully lives
a double life?
Yeah, not even that, just like one and a half lives.
No, I'm good. Yeah, I don't want her.
Yeah.
I don't want her. That's not safe at all.
No, it's not.
Her walls gonna feel different.
Yeah, that's so you gotta start paying attention to other shit.
You gotta really be paying attention to your woman's mannerisms.
Yeah. But now you gotta feel like you not pressing me for sex, but I ain't hit it in like 3 weeks. What's going on?
3 weeks, and you'd usually be on my case about it.
Well, you know.
I just be watching porn now.
Niggas run that excuse all the time. You watch porn often. All right, so hold on. All right, listeners.
He said, I didn't hear.
Yeah, let's give y'all some exposition right here. I have now hosted 3 of your comedy shows. 2 of them is shoot, the one we just did.
First one, and then there's the special.
The big one, right. So I've heard a lot of the jokes.
I didn't see you say some of this.
Yeah,
shit.
So, but I do also know and trust and believe that a lot of this shit is real life for you. You didn't lock yourself in the basement and make this shit up. Like, you really, I watched you work at the Union for the open mic nights and
when
shit.
He used to host those,
yeah. So I watched you work a lot of material, and I've watched you really, I haven't seen the entire thing, but I've watched a lot of the growth from football player to comedian. Mm-hmm.
You got a good perspective and all that.
Yeah, what's the biggest difference between an athlete and a comedian?
I take all the credit for my own work.
As a comedian?
Mm-hmm. As a football player, the coach take the credit for the work I put in.
Okay. So that's your favorite difference?
Yeah. It's the most noticeable one. So it's like when I play football, they was like, oh, D'Antonio really got you guys together.
Right,
like,
right.
Bitch, I was raised like this.
Right.
But as a comedian, when I do hard work, it's solely just me.
Do you have other writers? Are you supposed to tell me that? Do comedians say that they got other writers?
I don't have none yet, but it's something I'm not opposed to.
Having more people or other people.
So it's just like currently how I do it. So like if we was like just having a conversation, we saying funny shit, I'd be like, I remember what TG said. I'll write this shit down.
Right.
And I'd say it. But it's more organized when you have like people who actually write for you. Like, I believe that Kevin Hart and other popular comedians.
Yeah, Kevin got a few.
You have a team of writers.
Right. And
you all come together, you put your own spin on it, you tell a joke. But that's just understood. It's not like rap. Rap is.
Yes. Yeah.
Rap is, you, this your shit. But in comedy, it's more like.
Even in comedy, it's your shit. I think the other people just kind of help you deliver it.
Yeah. And that's okay. It's different. Now, I'm not the best for going tit for tat for jokes like capital niggas. I can every now and then, but it ain't mine.
So you more of a structured.
Yeah, I try to put stuff together. I like to tell stories and not tell jokes.
Do you want to be good at blazing niggas on the spot?
I feel like I do, especially when I'm like more in like when I'm around like very when I'm deep in the mix of black people who don't.
Oh, for sure. Who see like now
that type of comedy. If you went to that type of comedy, I don't really do that type of comedy.
Is it because you're not good at it or because you just never wanted to do it? Because you do a lot of these little stand up spots. You traveling. You hitting spots. Do you get the heckler that's in the show that's ready to go back and forth with you just to see if you really
funny?
I only
had it one time and I didn't do it. I didn't deliver.
You just let him win.
Like, bro, shut the fuck up.
And that was it.
But he's a big motherfucker. He a Q. I don't know what his name was. I didn't know he was a Q at the time.
You know what I learned, though, as a host? Don't go back and forth with the nigga who has the microphone.
Yeah, because you can hold him.
Yeah. Everybody can hear me. Five niggas can hear you.
I had hold a dude one time. I was hosting a fashion show. He was saying some shit. I'm like, bro, you got 2K hair. Like, you know, they be having the little sponge.
Yeah,
shit.
Hey, chill on the sponge. Bro, I got the sponge. Like, we live
and then
in
they
sponge,
start
like.
Laughing. But I don't know. I'm not really that guy. I don't really do
so
it.
So you got to have your shit laid out, planned.
I just try to stay away from that shit.
I'm talking about your actual when you on stage. The only stuff you saying.
I have my routine down. Sometimes I wing shit, bro. Like sometimes I wing shit. Sometimes it go well, and then sometimes it just be like, all right, Tony, come on to the next joke.
So as somebody who's ascended relatively quickly, right? Because the show in Canton, people called me and asked me how it went.
That's lit. Hell yeah.
First thing I said is, yo, the room was full. And that was a big difference jumping from the Union or where we were at the Kellogg to the theater in Canton. And I said, yo, by the time Tony got up there, the room was full.
And that's a good vibe, bro.
People was rolling, laughing. Every comedian did good. It was a great night, man. And as somebody who's ascended rather quickly as a comedian, how do you feel when you get into a room and the lights on the audience are off? Like, you couldn't see shit out there.
I couldn't see the first two rows.
Yeah,
bro.
That's it. Like, the spotlight is blinding. And that's the first thing I said. Like, bro, turn these lights up in the house because I'm not the comedian. Like, let me fuck with who I fuck with out here. Y'all can make this shit back dark when Tony come out here. When you get up there, do you ever freeze?
I froze that day, bro. You, like
early?
Early in the set, like, I don't know if you remember, but I'm like, man, this shit great, bro. This shit
I
great.
I kind of peeped that, but I didn't know if you were still kind of, like, relishing in the moment.
I was, but then I was almost overwhelmed, bro. Like, I damn near cried.
You looked like you wanted to a little bit.
I'm like, yo, I forgot all my jokes.
And that's what I was telling you every time I saw you backstage. I'm like, bro, it's people out there, dog. This ain't light.
I'm like.
It's people out there.
I didn't know how to come on stage.
And the crowd was diverse. You know a lot of fucking white people.
I did. I didn't know how that happened.
Well, somebody invited them.
I feel like one of my high school teachers came and she brought a bunch of older.
It was a lot of white people out there. And I got a confession. I haven't told you this, but I didn't plan on saying a lot of white jokes that day until I seen that many white. I always throw like one
or
two.
I didn't think it was going to be that many
either. Yeah, I always throw like one or two because I was like one or two white people in the crowd. Bro, it was like a whole row of white people. And then they start talking crazy. They was like, this they hood, like this they city. I'm like, all right, we really about to go back and forth tonight. So you had some cool white people. You ain't had no anal white people in there.
Yeah, that was good.
Those older age people in there, man.
It was definitely different. I don't know how they came out, bro. I don't know. That's word of mouth love right there.
I mean, and that's what it's supposed to do. So I got some shit slated, and I want to see how you feel about a lot of stuff. First of all, Dwight Howard.
Didn't he do that thing with the trans?
Listen. I don't know what he did or didn't do.
Talking about the acquisitions, say.
All I know is he might be missing the rest of the season because of gluteal injuries.
What is that?
His butt is hurt. He has lower back pains.
So that means, oh. I don't, bro, your G spot in your ass, bro.
Yo!
I do want to experience that one day.
Wait a minute.
With my woman.
Yeah, hold on, stop. Hold on.
Where my woman? I'm not going to sit up here and deny.
We got to run this back, though. What we do have to do is run this back. You mentioned the G-spot.
And it's your I think it's like your prostate or something.
Yeah.
And that's a different orgasm from the penis and the nuts.
You just said you want to experience it.
I do want to experience a orgasm in my ass before I die.
Yo, what is happening right now?
I'm just being true to myself.
I can't say I expected this to happen. Man. Yeah, no, I didn't expect this to happen.
We in the same generation, but
I don't know. I disown a lot of you niggas, dog. That's generation.
Hold on, I'm the dude that was.
What year were you born?
93.
Are you right after me?
Oh, you 92.
92. Okay, all right. But see, but that shit you just said, I kind of got to bump you back.
He said, "Now you like, what's you like?
You're like a 98 now for sure." Yeah.
No, bro, I'm telling you, bro. Like, I saw a video the other day. It's hard because I'm in a relationship, so it's probably not gonna happen. But this dude was on his back.
I don't want to hear the rest of this because first of all, I already know what video.
He had three girls.
Okay.
With him.
Oh, so that's why it won't happen. Okay. All
right. He had three girls with him.
All right.
So I'm really only exclusive to her. But he had a girl tongue kissing him. He had a girl going crazy on his dick.
Yeah.
Another girl just eating his ass. Bro.
Okay. So and you want experience?
I want that.
Bro. So. Here's my thing, bro. Here's my thing. When you talk to comedians, you don't know what to believe and what to just laugh at.
I mean,
I'm gonna just throw that on the side to laugh at.
I mean, I gotta partner with my girlfriend on stuff like that. It might not ever happen, bro. I don't know her sexuality.
So so you haven't.
She probably don't want me to do that, and that's okay.
How long y'all been together?
We've been talking for a whole year, but we've been official since April. April the.
So you ain't even had to ask her like the, when we gonna bring.
No,
chick.
I'm not. I don't.
Should you probably tell her not to listen to this?
It's okay. I feel like we got a good rapport. I don't think that's something that she wants to venture in, because then they'll be like, all right, cool, and then like a couple months later, then it'd be like, then she hit me with the shit, and then
like bring another nigga in the room.
I'm not ready to see no other dude hit my girl, bro.
Is any nigga ever ready for that?
If you do get ready, you a different breed of a man. If you can, it's called white people do it, bro. It's called
only white people do it. I don't want to know what the dude. Why you know what the name is?
And they just see let another dude just hit your girl. And you just sit there.
Yeah,
and
they just be chilling. Don't be doing nothing,
can't, bro. I can't.
Absolutely not.
It's already bad when you see it in your head of your girl cheating on you, but then you actually see this.
So if you are on his team, if you on this nigga team, and he come to practice to dap you up, do you dap him up?
I can't even fuck with you for a little bit.
Like that shit. Like, bro, imagine being like a nigga like John Wall and you just at the crib and that shit hit your timeline. Like, bro, like niggas sending you the shit.
The game and you just
your phone going crazy. You think something for real happened and niggas like, bro, your starting center.
Or like LeBron when they hit his mom.
Bro, I don't.
That's a different beast right there, bro.
Bro, hearing shit about your teammates, like, not from the team is wild.
I think it's more jacked up when it's people that you know.
Yeah, like, you don't lock on with this nigga every day.
Y'all done seen each other naked. I done seen dudes naked. And it's different. And
yeah, so the joke you run about being in the locker room and seeing, like, old man naked, I went through that a long time ago at the YMCA. And that's when I knew, like, there's a different level of comfort with old white men in locker rooms. And I just can't get to that.
They have like a sense of, I don't care.
Yeah, it's like they are who they are at that point, right? And it's not that I'm insecure myself. It's just like, I don't know who you are to just be dangling shit. Yeah, now you looking just like I don't want to see your, like, turn around.
I just want to see my own shit.
Like, and you know what? It's cool. The little transition between changing clothes or like the fresh out the shower. Yeah.
Cover up, like, hold
but don't come talk to me, bro, about the game.
Just leg up on the
especially about no damn pickup game, bro. Don't talk about no damn pickup game.
We're not getting paid.
Your shit hanging out.
Your insurance not going to cover it if you get hurt. It don't matter.
I don't want to hear none of that.
I didn't see that. Like, when I played ball for state, like, when I first started, like, in the locker rooms, some people do that shit in high school to help you get, like, more of a positive image on your own body compared to others in high school. I didn't have that experience.
Yeah, no, I
ain't had that shit. That's more of a suburban, like, you go to gym class, shower, and go back to class. We ain't had that.
I did it, but I took my time showering. Like, I let all them niggas go take. Well, see, my high school, my shower had walls.
Oh,
so I at least had that privacy. Much. Yeah, we had walls. So I at least had that much.
Shit at state, bro. Yeah. It was like. Six, they had, I don't know if it's like prison, I ain't never been in prison, but they got like six big shower things and like four.
Off, it's like a pole, and then yeah.
And then everybody in that bitch just,
showering. You damn near, like you could touch the nigga next to you.
Yeah, you could. Right there.
I don't need that.
It was crazy because some people will pee on the floor, and then like you not just right there.
Nah, nigga, standing in somebody else pee. Like,
I guess one thing, you pissing in your own shower.
you a pee in a shower, nigga, ain't you?
I am. Once I found out that nigga pee in the shower,
bro, I got crucified for that. Like, bro, you don't pee in the shower.
My girl hates. She's like, you be peeing in that shower. I'm like, bro, you don't know if I'm peeing or not.
I don't have time for that. Like,
it sounds just the same as when the water from the shower hit the floor.
First of all, you can't even hear me peeing, dog. All you hear is the shower.
Yes, I'm saying, like, but I realized that's good on water. So now I don't have to hold my piss to get out and go put it in the toilet.
And now I don't get water all over the floor and all over the toilet seat. Now it's a one-stop shop, baby.
Yeah.
And if you're good, you pee right in the drain.
It's if you're really good. No, bro, I don't care.
You probably pee in the back of the shower and then got to let it run.
Right,
bro.
That's
what you do.
No, bro, I just let it just go. Just be, if you feel the sensation, just let it go.
Bro.
Just let it go. And then somebody was like, if you got to let it get on the bottom of your feet.
Why would you have to let it do that?
Because it's like something of how it is, it helps. Like if you have like bad foot problems.
Urine is good for your foot.
Like if you got like bunions or like people having them like the, see, bro, dead skin on the bottom.
Tony, you believe a lot of different things.
I'm just saying what people say. I don't necessarily say I believe it.
See, here's where I'm gonna go. And in a minute, I'm gonna get to the good news, y'all. Matter of fact, let me do the good news first before we get to this next thing. 2019 Disney movies. Which one are you excited the most?
Lion King
is dropping. Aladdin is dropping. Two Avengers movies.
That's not a trailer.
I just found out that Sonic is dropping next November.
Like a game or
like a
movie?
Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
He had a movie.
Next November. It actually said November 8th, 2019. That's dropping.
That's a long ass time. That's almost a year, damn near.
They bringing a Kim Possible movie out.
They trying to relive our childhood.
You know, it's going crazy. A lot of movies coming out next year. Disney is going dumb. I think I saw a Godzilla poster for next year.
I like Godzilla though, bro.
Yeah, so it's a lot. 2019 is gonna be crazy for movies, man. Yeah, I do got Sonic and Godzilla written down.
They bring a black Superman. That'd be lit. Did you know Will Smith's supposed to be Superman?
Well, I saw Michael B. Jordan.
No, I'm talking about before 2006. Oh, he turned down the role for Superman to be Hancock. And then he also turned down the role to be Neo in The Matrix.
I think I heard about the Neo part. And he kind of regret that part though, don't he?
I feel like
wasn't he mad about that one?
I don't know. I wish he did it.
I heard, and if somebody turned down
that dude being the one, that'd be lit.
So who got that role? Sam.
That role was Keanu.
Oh yeah, yeah, the dude who played John Wick.
That's a good.
John Wick is all cold. I wish. John Wick is good. Yeah,
both one and two.
So yeah, that's my good news. Disney movies gonna be hype next year. Bad news. I don't know if y'all cousins work for GM, but y'all heard about that already.
They laying people off.
Yeah, man, about 15,000 jobs, roughly, give or take.
What they gonna do?
Hey, what you feel about this kid that's on YouTube that reviews toys that other kids?
He's the number one YouTube revenue bringer and whatever they call it. Little kid, like 7 or 8.
Like 7, yeah, going dumb.
Whoever idea that was.
His parents, they also have a YouTube channel.
That is what you call capitalizing on the opportunity.
Yeah. I'm not mad at him for getting this money at all.
Like, how would you feel if, like, your daughter made $100,000 a year from 7 until 18 off YouTube?
Being herself.
After taxes, being herself, bro. What can you really tell her? Can you tell her how to, like, financially? Because she know a little more. She know how to make money.
Not really. Not at 7, she don't.
She just happened to.
She's doing what I'm telling her to do as her parent.
Well, I fucked up the scenario. What if you didn't tell her, she just came across it? She just used your phone to get on YouTube and record shit.
Oh, well, you know, at that point, you are, good job, right?
And your daughter back. You got to take out a RIA Roth
fund. Let me support that. I've already told my wife that my kids may very well be at YouTube University.
They can take free courses on YouTube and create content. I thought about that.
Bro, fuck that. You can just look up whatever you want to learn about.
Oh, that, yeah.
You don't even have to be in no courses for nothing. Yeah. I'm saying YouTube University loosely, like, instead of my kids going to college in 15 years, y'all niggas better hop on YouTube around middle school and start figuring out what you really want to channel. Because we waste time and money in college, bro.
I don't know if I want my kids to go to college.
You about to, exactly.
Only because I think what I got from college was networking.
And being social.
And social and, like, and knowledge of resources.
Yeah, that's it.
But
knowing how to work a system.
Outside of that, bro.
It's a waste of money, bro.
I paid for an experience.
I don't even know how much I paid. I just know I'm paying it back.
That's what I meant.
It's like, what?
Like, I'm knowing everything I'm doing currently in my life
has nothing to do with college. Has nothing to do with college.
Nothing.
I was in commerce for a little bit, but then I flunked out of college. So the shit that I do now with this, I didn't even learn in college. This is YouTube, bro, and Google.
Because you will be surprised. Everything.
Look that shit
up. It's coming up. It's coming out. If you need to find some shit, or if you don't know the words, bro, you're going to eventually just ask the universe. That shit going to pop up.
It's easy, bro.
You got the whole, it's going to be a YouTube suggestion.
That's all you got to do. Tell your phone what you're interested in. It's going to be an ad when you scroll on the story.
Facebook listening.
Yeah, all the shit listening, bro. The world ain't safe.
Yeah, but that's the scary shit. You be talking about shoes and like 3 days
you,
later.
Not even
shoes.
3 days, bro. That should be like 20 minutes. Like the next time you open your app, bro.
Be like, how the hell?
Like I want the Dunkin' Donuts. Our
information, bro.
I want the Dunkin' Donuts. Got my coffee and shit. Regular day. Regular routine and shit. Daughter in the back says she smelled chocolate coffee. Everything is normal. Until I get on Instagram and I scroll and there's a Dunkin' Donuts ad. Smack dab in the middle of my screen. I don't follow them niggas. I ain't like no posts. I ain't shit. But I just run through the drive-thru, order my medium, three and three, couple vanilla, run my shit, $2, boom.
You had to check and see what apps got access to
your microphone. Absolutely. But see, the thing is,
there's still, but we agreed to that shit, too.
Yeah, and I don't, well, we don't read that shit. That's crazy.
In the store, people be like,
just accept. We don't read that shit. And honestly, I mean, I ain't out here planning like no crazy, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So, if the worst that's popping up on my timeline is Nikes and Dunkin' Donuts, then I'm doing all right in my life, right?
You said the worst.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
AK-47.
Yeah, like, chill, bro, because the microphone's on. I don't need that shit popping up.
Let me turn my phone off. Fuck with you.
Now, speaking of kids, are you going to tell your kids that Santa is real?
Some teacher got fired for that. That's what you're talking about?
I did just
my
see that.
My girl sent me that.
These notes were written before that, but I did see that.
Because
you don't. Yeah. All right.
I'm not.
This is going to transition to that whole thing. Yeah, all right, so listeners. That.
And my girl also.
You're not doing which part?
The Santa thing. Me and your mom Santa or the family Santa.
So you got a lot of, your belief system is a lot
it
of.
Changed.
Yeah, you are challenging the status quo. And obviously the Santa, black Santa, no Santa kind of fell right into that trap because I was going to hold off on this conversation, but we're here
now.
Hey, man,
we're here. We friends.
How did that happen? And how do you still be a regular person? Because a lot of people start to do that shit and they start getting weird. Socially
I'm
weird.
Still a social,
like, I
love talking to people. But it's like I had to. So when I stopped playing ball, I had to find my identity again. So I was challenging a lot of stuff. And then it's, I had to like this. I don't align with this. How this make me feel when I think about this stuff. Weed in the movie The Matrix really helped me see shit different.
Reading or weeding?
Weed.
Okay.
Weed. Reading too.
A weed and the movie The Matrix.
And, yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
Like marijuana.
Okay.
And then reading also expanded my mind. So I say those three things. But then I really started to be like, I don't really agree with these stuff. Like the symbolism, I noticed that words are symbols. A lot of the concepts that we use are just stuff that kind of can hinder our beliefs. So for me, it's like, yes, Santa can stand for something good, but it's not real.
So do you automatically challenge any and everything?
Not.
Or just only stuff, shit that starts to push against
that,
who you might
me,
be?
Yeah, that the latter. So whatever I don't necessarily feel comfortable with at first, like if it passed my filter test, then I'm all right with it. But as long as I'm conscious of it, like I ain't banging with the Santa shit. I'm with the, I don't necessarily even like Christmas, but I'm with understanding that many other people do. And I like being around other people, so I'm okay with.
So you okay?
Doing that.
Right. So and so, and that's what I mean by some people get weird. Like all of a sudden, it's like no. Bro, I had a friend. We've been friends for years, and we probably just stopped being friends over the last 8 years. He became a black Jew, Israelite, one of those, right? And I remember we hit niggas up to go hoop. And he said, I can't hoop on Saturday. It's the Sabbath.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not knocking his beliefs. I ain't saying he wrong and I'm right or vice versa. All I know is we going to hoop Saturday, right? Not to mention, I have a different Sabbath. So when I say people get weird, it's like all of a sudden you want to push
your beliefs
on everybody else.
I was like that too, though, bro. I was like that too. But I realized that I'm only negatively impacting myself when I push like my closest.
Right. Away. And not to mention, most people, bro, you know the hardest thing in this world to do is to change somebody. Well, public speaking is one. And then change somebody's mind. Public speaking is still people's number one fear.
That shit had your fucking leg just to throb. Yeah, bro. And
but public speaking, but then trying to change somebody's mind about some shit that they've been on all their life, bro.
It's called the power of repetition. So I can't just be like, yeah, TG, that shit fake. And you just going to be like, yeah. Because if it was that easy, nobody would believe shit.
We won't believe nothing.
Because your ideas and beliefs will just flow with the wind.
I don't think I ever believed in Santa, though. I don't know if my kids believe in Santa. I don't know. They not like, oh, we can't wait for Santa to come. It's just like, they know on Christmas they get gifts. It's like the Pavlov's dog thing. Christmas gifts. Regardless of who dropped them bitches off. Christmas gifts.
I'm happy to go to school and get gifts.
Yeah. That's how it was as kids, bro. We got 2 weeks off. We got gifts.
We got gifts. I'm waking up.
Eat good. You need to go. That good, that hell no. Nah. You go compare your gifts with your cousins and shit.
It would suck, though, when you go back to school and, like, not for you, but I've seen people have, like, teachers be hoes. They be like, write what you got from Christmas, and then
niggas can't write shit.
They ain't got shit.
Or the shit that you write don't compare to everybody else. No, what used to be bad was when a nigga would get cooked that whole first semester about his shoes and his fit,
and then
come back with some new shit. You got some new shit, but now we cooking you because now you rocking the Christmas fit.
That's definitely, that is so true. Because
now we got to blaze your ass.
You still can't win.
No, you can't, bro.
You still can't win. I'm about to kill him.
That's why you got to wait. You just can't break that bitch out on the first day back, bro. You got to be bummy a little bit.
You got to wait a couple weeks, but then it's still going to be like, hold on.
So it can just look natural. Yeah, but all of a sudden you got some new crispy shit.
Now you want to be in style.
Now you wearing some shit that's out of season too. You get all winter shit for Christmas. You get no spring, summer shit.
That shit is unfortunate. That's why they did uniforms at some schools. Everybody wore
the same. Yeah, man. And I didn't realize how much of a blessing uniforms were until I had to iron my fucking clothes every day and figure out what I was going to wear. Like, wasting time figuring out what I'm going
to
wear.
Well, I went to all boys school, bro. It was no females to impress. So I
wore. Where you go, UD?
No, I went to Loyola. I went to Catholic Central, then I went to King for a semester, then I went to Loyola.
God damn.
Yeah, it was different. I really.
That's why you had to find your identity. You was around all hard legs.
I have never heard that before. I'm like, hard dick, no legs.
All hard legs. Wasn't a soft leg around.
Yeah, we had some female teachers.
Had some teachers, yeah, but I can't do shit.
This is true.
Teachers going to jail left and right fucking niggas. Students.
This is true. That's not the move. That could be a fantasy, but not nothing you want to actually see in real life.
I don't know. It depends on who or where you work. Not as a parent, but as a student. How many teachers do you wish like, damn, how come that couldn't
happen to me?
Yeah,
but
like,
as a parent, that's not what you want.
Hell no. Now, all your beliefs and stuff, man, how's this Jay-Z verse sitting with you?
I ain't even hear it yet.
Oh!
I listen to the same artist, the same.
I'll be on that too. But Jay's one.
Is that the one off the Meek Mill album?
Yeah. Jay is one of the niggas I go listen to, though.
I saw on Twitter, people was like, man, this is probably the greatest verse he released in a minute.
I mean, yeah, because the only other verses he dropped was off the collab album.
And then, talking about Beyonce, what notable stuff did he say? I've never really been a big Jay-Z fan, though. Too, by the way, just let that be known. Like, I respect what he's doing.
I mean, I feel like the way you kind of go against the status quo, you would kind of appreciate some of the things he's saying.
Okay, I'm still on the ride.
Not to mention the fact that he is able to address who he was and the kind of stuff that he used to think was important. And now that he's older and experienced, he's like, yo, I was dumb too, right?
I used to be dumb and silly like you fools.
Yeah, so, but he's more so talking to the system more than he is talking to us, right? And that's what the whole song's about, what's free. Like, we really about to break down what we go through as black people and how you make it seem to us. And Jay took it all the way back. So yeah, listen to that when you get out of here, man. Are you a therapy person?
I go to therapy once or twice a month.
So Michael B. Jordan said after playing Killmonger, he had to go to therapy.
After playing, because his character was aggressive. I like the aggressiveness. But he probably was that much into the role. But then his role was very controversial too, though.
Yeah, he said it was hard for him to like get his mind back
because like that's a very militant mind. He's very militant in that role
for sure.
So if he played that role pretty good, that shit can probably leak into your real life. A lot of African Americans were and myself some was identifying with that role.
Yeah. Y'all like Killmonger. Y'all like that.
He was on some aggressive shit.
I like Killmonger. It was Black Panther. That was this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being great things, what did Black Panther do for black people?
Shit.
Nothing.
It made you feel good inside, but it didn't advance.
For the 2 hours that we watched the movie?
Yeah, it didn't. It's not going to make you more financially literate. It's not going to make your kid love himself more or herself more.
Not to say that that was supposed to be the goal, but there are a lot of things.
It's just entertainment.
Yeah.
It's just entertainment.
And the internet is doing its thing.
It gave you a better black image in the media.
Temporarily. While they were on the run, like the press runs and shit.
Yeah, but... I mean, I guess that's cool, but...
So how did you feel about the people putting on the African clothes and stuff going to the movies? That's too much?
If they want to identify with their, like, what they call it, the African... I don't know how to pronounce the word, so it's D-I-S-P-O-R-A.
Okay.
And those are people who... Everybody that has African ancestry that are from the continent of Africa, which is like...
I would assume is us.
Instead of saying African-Americans or identifying as that, that's how they would claim who we are.
So what about the niggas who never done anything African American in their life
and then did that,
threw that shit on? Because I know people who are Nigerian and they was kind of like, yo.
But that's okay though. I feel like it's different because I'm here. I'm not African, so
right.
I don't. Some people say it was culture appropriation.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then I talked to some of my African homies. They'd be like, well, some of the stuff Africans do over there is what we do over here. So like, hip hop is the main thing that identifies us with other. Brown and black people around the world,
and particularly just drums and upbeat and dancing and that kind of stuff.
The quick side note, but something that identifies us with African is, you know, in the black church, a lot of people be dancing and shouting.
Right,
that shit come from your African spiritual side.
Absolutely,
that's why you don't.
Back in slave days.
Shit is the same. Like, we just express our spirituality in that. So that just shows you the similarities in that.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with them trying to identify with it. I just think just be true to yourself and. Is that better?
Yeah.
Be true to yourself and then really just try to educate yourself on what you're really doing. I mean, that's better than them not knowing because who? They might not ever put that on. That's my girl FaceTiming me.
You ain't telling you had something to do today?
Not yet.
I can't believe this. Now I'm going to be a bad person in her mind when it comes to you.
I'm really trying to, I'm going to make her mine.
Is she not already?
No, I mean like.
Well, don't tell her on here. Wait. We'll cut that part out. I probably won't, but still, just don't.
I'm going to just let her hear it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just make her mind before you let her hear this. yeah, don't give her to her like this. That's going to be weird. That's how you decided you wanted to do it. So we talked about the Santa. I got to make sure, because it's some stuff. I had a conversation with somebody about whooping kids. Mm. So, well, we talked about the toy review kid. The Santa Claus, telling the kids Santa Claus, and then the whooping kids topic came up. And we live in a very sensitive, I guess, quote unquote, society/country. Where are you on the spectrum of physically disciplining your children?
I had to partner with the mother of my child. I want to make sure I want to see how she feels on it. And then I feel like I can physically discipline them without hitting them. Because you can make your kid do burpees, or you can make your kid do
bear crawl. So as a
nigga, you don't want them to get stronger than you, though.
Fuck that. My son in martial arts now. I wish he would try that slick shit over here.
He put your ass in the lock.
Your ass body slammed.
But I feel like I don't, because that's kids listen to what we do, not what we say. So if you be like, don't be hitting people, but every time your kid say something slick, you pop them in the mouth.
Right.
Shit. It's all like, it don't make sense to them. And then when they hit you back in the mouth, then you be wanting to fight.
Bro, my son hit me back in the mouth, bro. I hope he already closed on the department.
I hope you signed your name.
Or casket, whichever one he signed on, because that's where he's going next. So, here's my thing. I'm a very moderation type person, because I didn't grow up just getting my ass mercilessly beat, right? just everything. Yeah, like with no explanation, just get your ass beat. I'll see you when I see you, right? If and when we got whoopings growing up, bro, 10 times out of 10, we already knew.
It was coming.
Yeah. We knew what we did. We knew why we was going to whoop. And we knew what we should have done to not be getting our ass whooped. Right?
For the most part, yeah.
So there's a difference between beating and abusing children.
But I think it's like let me make sure my words articulate myself. So you be like, I know I'm not supposed to do this, but you may not know the severity on why you're not supposed to do it.
As a child?
Yeah, like, you know how they be like, don't go on the street. You'd be like, it's just the fucking road. But then,
but if I tell you, if I explain to you why we tell you not to, and you old enough and smart enough to comprehend and digest and then respond, I'm telling you, now you're getting your ass whooped.
I feel it. I feel like if you show, like if they see like what can happen though, like if you see
somebody. Yeah, but you don't want to see your, you don't want your kid to see somebody else get smacked by the bumper. Yeah, that's even worse. Now we got the screen time fucking their heads up too.
He said, now you want, I don't know, bro, how I feel on whoopings. I feel like I don't want to be quick to react.
Because you got your ass beat growing up. You ain't get abused.
I got my fair share of deserved whoopings.
And that's the key. And you know why you got your ass
beat. So let me just break it down.
And you and your dad are still cool.
Yeah, they get the, what they call it, the little whiteboard with the marker.
Yeah, just
so this is the first reason why you know you messed up.
Yep.
Second reason why you know you...
It's like this, bro. We in elementary school and you got the red light, yellow light, green light, right? By the time you get the red, you know that note going home. You know they call your parents. After that, you pretty much know you're getting your ass beat.
You know you're getting,
If we've gone through green, yellow, probably two or three times, because I don't want
to
call your
mom. They be trying to save you, bro.
Just like your parents. Like, as a parent, bro, I try to... Bro, you don't know how many times I will tell my son to go the other way because my wife is already stirring some shit up in one room. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to save you from just catching whatever. Like,
hey,
I'm trying to prevent you from being
a
casualty.
She was yelling at me earlier, so
just
you might want
to go the other way. Yeah, bro. My son don't understand out of sight, out of mind yet. So it's like, dog, you go somewhere and be quiet. You're fine. Like, you might fuck around and stay up past your bedtime 30 minutes just because you ain't in our face right now, right? It's been, so I do try to save my kids from getting yelled at, even by myself. Like, bro, just move, because the next time I say something, it's going to hurt.
What parents be like? Black parents be like, when you get the best of them, they be like, get out of my face. I don't want to see you right now.
I don't want to see you, bro.
I want to see you right now. Get out of my face.
And my thing is, dog, the more I see you, the more I'm going to find wrong with seeing you. Like, everything you do is going to be what I need you not to be doing. So now you getting in trouble. But I'm not about to be beating kids. Like, I do feel like a lot of these white kids just fucking the world up should have got their ass beat.
It go off like the, you want the positive parents, and you like, some people mirror their parents in the good and the wrong way.
Absolutely.
And then if your partner on the same shit, then there's no way you can be different.
And that's why it's important to have two parents, because now you might not be in an ass whooping mode, but your lady is.
She got yelled at work.
But she's doing too much, and you got to say, yo.
Yo, chill out.
Yeah, we ain't just at that out. Right now yet. Like, I know you rough, but Drew ain't really do nothing, right? So just calm down, right?
Hey, come here.
And vice versa. It's sometimes where it's like, yo, I need you to discipline him some more because I'm not getting through to him, right?
I never thought about that dynamic.
It's a lot. It's a lot happens when it's two parents, right? Or I've been disciplining this much, right? I need you to kind of help. And that don't always mean you got to come in and bring the hammer down, bro. Sometimes you just got to talk to your kid like, bro, what's going on?
Yeah, you got to tell me. How do you partner with your lady on, like, keeping y'all rapport cool so then, like, everything is cool in front of the kids? And, like, behind scenes.
LOL. It's deliberate. It's very deliberate. You got to, first of all, before kids, we had a lot of conversations before kids, right? BC. BK. I thought about children, right? Before children, BC. And a lot of those conversations are, how are we going to approach this when it comes to parenting? One of our first disagreements as parents was whether or not our children was going to ride the bus to school. But here is why.
That shit not safe.
I rode the school bus. She rode the city bus. Two different bus experiences.
She was riding with
bums. Yeah, just two different bus experiences. So for her, she's like, my kid's not doing that. For me, it's like, bro,
on the school bus,
best thing ever.
It's just the
school. You and your classmates all day, every day.
Until they start fighting you.
The drivers get off that bus and go do nothing until it's time to pick you back up from school. Like,
two videos.
Yeah, bro, they go home, eat lunch. Yeah, like, niggas be chaperoning. Like, that's it. Bus drivers know your name. You know. So that was one of our first disagreements. But that was because we didn't understand where each other was coming from. So going forward, when it came to parenting, we had to talk a lot about how we were brought up. And we just bring the better elements of each of our upbringings into our kids.
How do you know when to, like, as a man in a relationship, because sometimes I struggle with this, to be like, okay, I like what you're saying. We're going to go with that.
I do that a lot.
Okay.
But I'm also like a keep the peace person, bro.
He's a
woman. Yeah, like. Okay. If what you want to do works fine, cool.
Okay.
If what you want to do is a lot, but you don't believe it, I'm going to let it do a lot until you stress and I say, yo, We shouldn't have been doing this shit the first place.
He said, remember I told you?
I tried to tell you. I try not to verbally say that I told you. I try to let the experience say
that. I put your head.
Because by the time it happens, she'd be like, bro, you know, we got to say, I already know. And I'm like, well.
You want some juice?
Yeah. We ain't got to go on a roll no more. Okay. Right? So that's the only thing.
Damn.
How you come on my shit to interview me?
Because I like talking, bro.
This shit happen every time. Somebody else want to interview me about my damn relationship. I can't believe
it. Because I got my relationship. I'm trying to make sure my shit work. I be struggling sometimes.
We are. That's going to happen. It's what it is. We're going to struggle forever.
It's a constant struggle, young blood.
It's going to happen, bro.
Constant struggle.
Michelle Obama told somebody, she told, you know, she in her tour of her book, and she told a group of people, if you marry for 50 years and 20 of those years are up and down or like bad years, but you stayed married, you've done great.
Okay.
You've done great. And I tell Lex all the time, Earl, I told her, like I said, bro, these mishaps are going to be very small on the timeline of our life together.
Never even think about it.
It's not going to matter anymore, right?
Said, yeah, I fucked up. I dropped 5 dishes today.
Yeah,
but it's okay.
You got to, but now something you got to be able to take the bad with the good, bro. Like niggas get in a relationship to these young ages and just expect shit to just
flourish.
Be fucking yeah, like bro, yeah. You live. My daddy told me you don't know somebody till you live with them. Live with a motherfucker and find out how much shit really irks you. Like shit that you never knew got on your fucking nerves. You man, really why, gonna like, find out
like
where
people
you,
who
bro.
Run the water when they brushing their teeth.
That's me.
Be like, can not, you like turn that off?
Not turn the water off.
Hey, the whole.
I don't like that silence, bro.
My I used to live with Leroy. Do you remember Leroy?
Yeah.
Leroy did like some weird toothbrushing shit, bro. I'm like, yo, close the door, bro.
Yeah, bro. I don't. I'm a water runner. I always let the water run. I know the song and everything. The water is my kids now. The water, it is what it is, bro.
That's a different beast, man.
It is what it is.
I got in trouble one day because I put the towel. I didn't fold the towel right and put it back.
Yo, laundry is what I've decided that I'm not gonna do. Right? I help her switch the loads out, bring them up and down the stairs. Folding and putting away. If it ain't my shit, it's all yours, baby.
Oh man!
Because the last thing I need is a call saying. You put the towels in the closet. You know how mad I'm going to get if I get a call saying you put the towels in the closet wrong, bro?
Oh, man. That happened to me. And
here's the thing. If you are standing in front of the closet where the towels are inserted incorrectly and I'm elsewhere, you calling me is going to do what?
Nothing.
What am I going to do?
Absolutely
You are either going to let them stay wrong until I get home, which you're not going to do because it's bothered you enough to call me. Or you gonna fix the shit?
He said, so why did you...
What you like?
I got in trouble for like ironing wrong too. Like,
was it her your clothes or her clothes?
It was hers.
Oh, so
it
makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, if it's her shit, because they got
but
a bunch
to
of different...
To me, it was like, I know, I'm used to this fabric.
Okay.
And the wrinkles was getting out.
Bro, cotton, I automatically throw that bitch on high.
Bro, I put it on high and then...
I'd be steaming that bitch.
I work from the bottom and just
bitch.
Go down, scoot it up, scoot the shirt up, go down.
Oh, so you really don't know how to use an ironing board.
He said, that's what the problem is.
Yeah, yeah. So you kind of were ironing wrong. The ironing board is like a tour.
Nonetheless, the goal was still accomplished. I ironed
like
his
when
shirt.
When you get a button up, you got to wrap that bitch around the top of the board. You know
that shit's difficult.
Slide the t-shirt on the board. Yeah,
I just be just getting the iron the thing out.
I mean, yeah. You
out.
Probably also iron on the bed if you need to, though. Like, and just don't get
yeah,
the board.
Yeah, if you don't have...
You like, wanted to make us who iron on the floor.
Don't do me. No, I get the little ironing board set up.
You got a little one? A little countertop board?
I got a small one, like a little small one.
For your socks and shit?
I don't iron socks, bro.
Are you nigga to iron your drawers? Like warm drawers?
Drawers out the dryer is
See,
is
and that's what I was getting
feeling,
at. See, that's what I was getting at.
Draws
Anything out the
dryer
is good feeling.
Good.
But my wife also can't fold clothes and let that shit is right out the dryer.
Well, she
don't like folding like room temperature clothes.
So she'd have to put them right then and there.
She will throw the shits back in the dryer and then run them for like 20 minutes.
She a real one. No.
Yeah,
I haven't did my own laundry in years, bro.
You only been with her? How? Wait, what? What's going on?
This is my at-home experience. I just don't do my laundry.
Well, so listen. I don't either, kind of. Right? I hate doing laundry.
It's not hard.
No, it's very easy. But it's so fucking time-consuming, bro. I hate it. A load, and you got to wait an hour in the dryer.
That
first
might be
of all,
station.
My dryer is 80 minutes. Then you got to wash it as 50. Then depending on the cycle and shit, like,
more than one load.
And they don't ever finish at the same time. And I got shit
so
to do. I'm watching a game. I'm taking a nap. I mean, I done forgot the shit sitting down here because I was, bro.
It's a lot.
I've got yelled at plenty of times about laundry. That's why laundry's on my not to do list.
He said, "So look, babe,
they got shit that you can do both.
I will That's cook dinner. Shit, I will cook dinner. I will get a kid's bath. I will clean. Like, if there's one thing that I don't ever have to do for the rest of my life, I'm choosing laundry.
I'm saying cut the grass, bro.
Oh well, see." Me and my wife have already agreed that we're not grass-cutting people.
Okay, cool.
And I got fucked up ass allergies, too, so.
Oh, I got all...
Definitely going to be paying somebody to do
I'm
that.
I'm definitely allergic to, like, that shit. I'm going to make I'm that allergic more to
outside,
point.
Bro. Bro, these kind of things you got to bring to the table early. You got to know going in. Like, my wife has experienced my trash allergies, and then it's so happened, my son got the same shit.
I need to just have an allergic reaction in front of her just off that shit.
Yeah, just, like, pass out. And she's like, what's wrong? The grass.
I got the proof. I didn't think about that,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you gotta be allergic to like, you gotta be allergic to sidewalks and
I'm
shit, bro. Like,
this guy, he said, I'm allergic to concrete.
Yeah,
bro.
I can't do shit.
So I'm allergic to dust, ragweed, and pollen.
Yeah, like, bro.
I had a whole football game with scrimmage. I had to go to the hospital because they treated the grass.
Yep. And my dad, when I found out my shit was bad, my dad was cutting the grass, fertilizing the grass, and all that shit. That's when I found out my shit was bad.
Bro, I started like itching.
I couldn't
foot.
Be outside.
Oh, damn.
My summer sorry, days
was in the house.
Not all of them.
Did you play basketball growing up? Like in the, like yeah. If you're not, as long as it's like a court.
It can't be fresh cut grass.
Oh, you're talking about that smell?
Fresh cut shit is what fucked my eye. Because all the dust is in the air. Like
shot up. And
yeah.
Then,
that's what fucked me.
The mask and the glasses and
so
shit.
So even when I grew up and had to cut the grass, it was bad. So, but I've learned my
I'd rather wash dishes than do the laundry.
And I hate washing dishes too, but I get
I really hate doing all that shit.
Yeah, me too.
But I know we live in a very
genderless
world.
Yeah.
So I got to be able to do this stuff.
I have made it a goal to eliminate gender roles in the home, though.
That's good. I've read that is healthy for, you know.
Only thing I don't do is breastfeed.
I mean, you used to be a woman. I did too, but not no more. Back when you was in the womb before you got your Y chromosome activated.
God damn it, dog. Why is this where we going with
that? I'm like,
this nigga trying to throw jokes? Like,
it used to be. I heard about you back in elementary, bro.
What?
No. Well, you know, that's why we got nipples.
Well, yeah. That's you know, there's a lot of things about the clitoris being a
it's
small.
A,
yeah,
a penis.
I don't like to think about life
it's
like
a
that.
Penis. I always just try to leave that shit to scientists.
I'm also a firm believer in ignorance is bliss.
I don't know, bro.
Unless I know
that
better.
Shit cool until you're dealing with somebody that's ignorant. You're like, nigga, how you don't know?
Well, this? See, the thing is, I be knowing, but I just throw that shit away unless I need it. I don't need
keep that
to
shit
talk
in the
about the clitoris being a small penis ever. Because
it's
of
never,
the way my life is set
It's never
up.
A relevant topic.
I don't ever have to say, never oh, the reason I have topic. Nipples is because I was almost a woman.
Why you got pepperoni nipples?
Yeah, like
I was once a woman.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't ever have to have those conversations.
This is good. That's a great point.
I can see a conversation happening from a mile away, and I will Eurostep the shit out that bitch.
You know how black people would be like, when they see somebody they don't like, they'd be like, here go this nigga.
Yeah,
right,
bro.
Then, yo,
that's where I'm at with topics.
I get at y'all. Here go this nigga.
It's not happening. There's a lot of shit, bro. There's a lot of shit that I could talk about on this podcast for hours that I just won't do. Politics is another one of those things. I'm not talking about politics.
I don't talk about politics. I know. I'd rather talk about religion and destroy
but
religion.
I won't do that either.
Yeah. Because they'll kill you.
I don't do bad religion either. But again, you can't force somebody to believe what you believe. It's over.
You can't. What Malcolm X say? You got to give them small gems one at a time.
Yeah, bro. And you got to. Yeah. But other than that, you gotta live through experience. Like, you got to watch me believe.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just come up to you for the first time ever at the bus stop and Jesus is real.
Bro.
He's done so much for me. All you know of me is right now what you see. You don't know where I was, who I was, why I was. No, you just see
be
me.
Like that.
So I can't just say, oh, I used to be this back to but God and you just fall in line and now you
be like, you know,
nah, bro, that's not how shit work. And don't let them be really a person who's strong in their mind because now they're like, you want some bullshit. Your pastor on some bullshit. That God shit is some bullshit. Like, it's all fake. Niggas wrote the... Like, they got a whole layout.
He said,
and now you and that bitch like, I always wondered why.
Bro.
And not a whole... You know what I'm saying? I don't need that. I can serve my peace very much so.
When you was at State, did you ever get... I almost joined a cult at State, bro.
Yeah. That's because you too open-minded for shit, bro.
Bro, like...
Shit I'm just not looking at.
It was freshman year, dude. Like, you know what day the Sabbath is? I'm like, yeah,
yes,
I know.
I joined the cult.
And then it was called the World Mission Church of God. And they believed that Jesus came back as a Korean man, but he died in 1993.
As a Korean man.
And I'm like, this just go against everything Christianity taught me. And I'm like, this can't be right. He like, come to my apartment, and I can baptize you. But before he started saying that shit, bro, everything else was he was answering all my questions and whatnot. But he said that, I'm like, you know what? Let me get my girlfriend involved on this.
Yeah, I don't have time for none of that. I don't have time for none of that at all.
It was just different. I'm like, nah, bro. I'm good. He started to add me on Facebook. I definitely deny this shit.
Bro, I got classmates from high school that's going to sit in my friend request till I die. So listen.
That's fact.
Before I get into the next shit, the special that we did, recorded in September. Break that down. Why you did it, how you did it, the barriers, the hurdles, the obstacles, and then to where you are now with that special. It's getting ready to come out December 22nd, available on all platforms. You got a like a CD version of the special, broken down a joke at a time in the chapters,
yeah,
right?
So
run me down from beginning, like little joints at MSU, and then really like deciding, because this is early to want to jump right into the special life, right?
Year four.
So what year did you start?
I started in 2014.
This is eight. All right, so 4 years. Duh, you just said that. So 4 years.
He's old.
And go through the process of planning this special.
So I used it as, I let my MSU shows really kind of be like scrimmages, I would say. Or like look at them as the preseason games or something. I look at everything now as football related because, you know, I'm a football player. Or was. So I'm like, man, I really want to be doing the stuff that like these big time name comedians are doing. But I know I'm young. I don't have a manager. I don't have an agent. I don't have a company like really backing me. But I know I can put these shows on myself. And the Michigan State show has really helped me prove that to myself, that all this is possible, bro. Everything is possible. Like, I just got to put my mind to it. And, like, one of the barriers is, like, really just trying to believe in myself. Like, yo, can I really pull this shit off? Like, I signed the contract for the show in May. Like, I dropped $1,500 for that bitch in May.
To happen in September.
So it was still so far away. Like, I didn't practice for that bitch until 2 days before the show.
So the whole time you were doing business stuff from even before May.
Even before May, like I was going to the location scouting, getting like building rapport with their staff, going through walkthroughs with their staff, getting my staff together because my staff was hit or miss. I had to like let some people go, and then I had to.
And you firing niggas already?
It's not that we firing people.
Or they kind of fired themselves.
They were interested at a point, but then at other times they weren't. So instead of us going like, you know, you might be able to make the show, I'd just be like, yeah, if you can't make it, that's cool. It's still respect on the next project or so. I don't like really wasting my time on if people are going to support me or not. That's
right.
Be my staff.
Right.
I need people to be able to commit. It's like how the girls want dudes to commit. I need my staff to commit to my shit.
Committing is major.
I need you to commit. I need you to commit to the dream because in me accomplishing this, you're going to get what you want out of it. I only want people that can see themselves investing in my shit, on my shit.
Right. So
you can gain something from working with me. So I'm like,
what was your mental like between May and September with this show? What was the anxiety
weed,
like?
I was smoking weed at first and I was losing a lot of my creativity. But while I was high, I'll be creative. But then when I come back down, I'm like, man, I don't know what the fuck is funny or not. Like,
okay.
My sense of what was funny is
right, of course.
Off. So then I had to stop smoking weed. So I went 3 months, like, no weed before the show.
Yikes.
Like, trying to get my...
Did you smoke that night after the show?
Yeah, and I had terrible sex because my dick wasn't working, bro. She was happy. She was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I'm just giving grade D dick, bro. But she still let me have sex, so I appreciate her.
Well, the sex was more of a congratulations.
Yeah,
you
it was.
Did
like,
it.
Yeah, yeah, hey.
It's like, finally, this is over.
But the weed definitely fucked that up. But I, like, dragged myself across the finish line there because the weed, but...
the sex finish line. That's hilarious.
But it's like, the mental was like, okay, I know what I want. I'm not really the best when it comes to marketing my stuff. Like, usually I market myself. I really want to start partnering people who can help me market myself better and publicize.
Jesus. There we go.
Get that out. I've never been good with that, but I know I need to get better because that's going to take me to the next level even further. Like, when people
so
know.
So you had doubts about the show.
I had doubts about the show.
Up until?
around September, because it's my birthday month, I felt better.
Because the show was like the 8th, 7th?
7th, yep, 7th. And then around the 1st, I'm like, yo, this shit coming up. I got to really get on it. So then I started to, the last week of August, I put a joke list together. I watched all my old shits, put like a list together, and tried to memorize at least the joke order. Not so much the jokes, but right, the order.
So this was not new material.
Some of it was winging it. Like, I had a joke about, like, catching a Charlie horse while you fucking.
Right.
That was on spot.
You catch Charlie? You caught a Charlie horse before?
No, bro. It was.
Throw some out there. No, I feel it. My whole,
so
yeah.
That shit was winging it, and it was the one about when you sitting in the banana. Like, you remember that joke? I was like, when you getting bullied and you just do shit just because.
Sit in a banana?
I'm like, when you get bullied. I real life had a nigga put a banana in my seat and I sat in it. In real life, though. But then, like, I that wasn't a joke that I practiced. But
it was a story, though.
It was a
real thing, so it was easy to deliver. Yeah.
And it was some jokes I didn't even get to say that I wanted to say. I just forgot. Like,
right.
Like I told you, at first, I damn near cried because I'm looking at all the people staring at me. Like, it was so
much. They just waiting for you to get that bitch popping, bro. They wanted you to come out there and be funny, like, right now.
Like,
but it got sentimental for everybody in the room.
Yeah, bro. I seen people from all walks of my life in that bitch.
Yeah, because even by the time you came out, me and CJ was at the top, and it was like, yo.
That shit, y'all had, the way y'all was set up, we was on some MTV shit, bro. Y'all yeah. up there chilling. I'm like,
that was my first time being up there. I wasn't up there the whole show because I was hosting the first right. So by the time I got to go up there, I'm like, well, I ain't about to watch this shit backstage, and I don't really want to sit in the crowd. I still want to be able to move. By the time you came out there, me and CJ like, yo, this shit real. Like, this, I feel like I'm in a real special. Like, this is crazy.
People gave me so much love. They like, bro, this was amazing. Like, they said they enjoyed the experience. I'm like, hell yeah. It was great for me.
So now the question is, how soon do you do another one? because now it's like that crazy, you did a great debut album. Now, what is the sophomore going to look like?
You said and sophomore album.
Or if we do football, you had a great first half, bro. You had a great first quarter. You are 1-0 right now, right? Who is on the clock and when do you allow this game to happen?
I got something called Manifesting Comedy coming up. It's like my own Def Jam.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to be like Martin Lawrence and just help bring other people out, but be producing that shit. Like, I don't know if I'm doing 3 episodes or 5 episodes.
Are you supposed to be talking about this right now? You ain't under contract with nobody, are you?
No. It's all my shit. It's all my shit. No contracts.
Everything from scratch, from the crib.
Yeah. And then I got my own production company, TL Productions.
You do?
And I'm doing everything under that. My next solo deal is probably going to be in, 2 years, 3 years. Who knows? Was it 2020 probably?
Another special?
Yeah.
So are you so now that this drops December 22nd, where can they get it?
You can get the video on Vimeo. Vimeo, go to my Instagram link, TFANT Junior. It's in there. It's Vimeo, $12 to actually see it. But it's free to hear the comedy album on like iTunes, Apple Music.
Okay.
That's
also on the 22nd.
22nd, 12 a.m.
What day is the week is that?
It's Friday. Saturday.
Saturday? Because Christmas.
Friday going into Saturday.
So you saying Merry Christmas, motherfuckers, is all you getting out of me.
This is for the year.
This is it.
I didn't know. I had to get motivation to push it because I was going to try to release it on like iTunes and shit. But I'm like.
The previews look sweet.
He did it. His name, William Bridgeford.
Am I in them bitches?
Your voice is.
See, that's that shit, bro.
I ain't put nobody on that bitch,
bro. Fuck that.
I ain't put nobody on that bitch.
It's like, I'm straight out. Y'all gotta pay me for using my voice on the video, though. That wasn't in my contract. We gotta talk about that.
It wasn't.
So we gotta. Who I need to talk to for that? TL Productions.
I thought you 50.
50? Grand.
Bro, I ain't even touching 50 grand, but I said.
That's what I'm saying. So
he want his student loans paid off.
We're gonna talk about this off air, yo.
Baby, how much I owe?
Using my likeness and stuff was not in the. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for that. The preview was cut up very nice.
He worked, I believe. I had to fact check with him, but I was told he worked for ESPN and he also worked for ET. You know that?
Oh, he can pay me $50,000 there.
How much?
He get $50,000 up front for projects. I'm just like, this where we do.
So the trailer was $250,000. And then the special was 12, so almost 15.
And you willingly ready to drop that. And so how long are you going to push this once it's dropped?
So I'm pushing it for 3 months, and then I'm using the analytics I get to pitch it to Hulu and Netflix.
Okay.
And then put that on the streaming service, bro. When Netflix accept my shit, I'm going to just claim it. I'm flying out there, bro. I'm flying out there to headquarters to take a picture in front of that bitch and be like.
They ain't even going
to
know you out there.
They not. I'm just going to take a picture and be like, we made it.
From across the street.
That's what I really wanted. Because I feel like this opportunity is great because I don't know nobody else who did a special in real life. I know a bunch
personally,
of people,
right?
You know, I know people who do like comedy clubs and bars. I've seen people do it. Like I had one of my mentors; he did his at a high school, but I didn't go to. I didn't get the chance to go to. I was working, so. All I know is me. All I know is the big time people who do it.
So if Netflix pick it up, are you quitting your job?
I feel like it depends on how much I make. If they
how much you got to make for me to be able to quit my job?
For you? He's the guy, Jay-Z.
I don't know, man. You keep saying as long as I go up, we going up. Everybody
yeah,
coming.
We all going up. Yeah.
You know, when can I quit? Let me know.
Yeah, you on my team.
Just let me
know.
I got
a couple people of mine on my team. I got you, Haley, Mario.
So crazy story. The day of the show, that Friday, I go to Mario to get cut. And I think I got like the second to last slot of the day, right? I'm like, I got to shoot down, host a show. I get in the chair. Me and Mario have a full-blown conversation, bro. Shout out to Bell Bros Films, MSU Fresh Cuts.
He doing it big.
We have a whole conversation until I realize, oh, shit, you got to leave too. Because he talked about, yeah, I got to hurry up. I don't know if I'm going to slide this walk-in in because I got an appointment for a while. I said, yeah, I'm about to hit the road right now. I said, fuck, you got to go down there too. Like, bro, we living this whole ass regular life, and then we both realized, dog, we both about to go do the same show.
That's how you
and this is our third time doing this show. It's the same niggas rocking the same shit. And that's what he always say about you. He said, bro, this shit hype. My favorite part is that he called the same niggas every time we do a show.
Yeah, because people are reliable. Part. People are showing me how reliable they are.
Absolutely.
So it's like, as I grow.
Or how reliable they aren't.
Facts.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm growing, I'm learning, they in this, they get what they need out of it. Everybody that I'm putting in gets something out of it.
And honestly, people, I had people come to the show who had never heard you, but came because I was hosting it.
That's lit. I appreciate that. That's good. So, that's good support.
Right.
So I can pull, I can get a little bit of your fan base. You get
exactly, exactly. And that's how it works. And it was like, yo, this is dope. Like, this is, everybody's hilarious, right? Obviously, I work with you, Donnie. Other two comedians I had never worked with before. But other than that, like, a lot of niggas like, yeah, nigga, TG hosting, I'm pulling up. I'm in town, I got shit to do. We coming through, right?
Hell yeah.
Then they happen to enjoy the entire thing, right? So it's a win-win, right? And it's like Mario putting on, dropping the shit. Mario following, going crazy.
Yeah, Mario, where did he just went somewhere, didn't he?
So he was in San Juan. Had that bitch looking glorious, didn't he?
I'm happy. I'm happy for him, bro.
What we're going to do when we turn this off is we're going to figure out what kind of numbers you need to make for me to quit.
Yeah. I'm
with it. And then an invoice for using my likeness and voice.
Cause what I got.
Wait, so my voice on the special or just the preview? Because them two different numbers we got to talk about.
You on the. I thought I showed you.
I watched the preview.
It's on. I know it's on the. It's on the special. It's the first 5 seconds.
I'm in that bitch.
It's the first 5 seconds.
We in the credits. I'm in the credits.
I credited you.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do nobody bold.
I'm really talking shit. I ain't trying to make no money off of that, but it's just dope to hear or see. Like, when you see this, or have you seen it? I don't know.
I have. So yeah, so. I had, how the payment plan was, I didn't drop all 1,200 at first. I dropped, well, it was close to 15, so it's 1,450 or something, whatever that was, the math. So I did 250 for the trailer.
Right.
Put together. After he already sent me the draft, the first rough draft for free.
Okay.
The second rough draft, then I threw him 600. So we already at 850. So I'm trying to just make sure I keep my business relationship with him up to date.
Absolutely. Because not paying is a quick way to get that out of here.
He's saying, be like, you know, I'm going to stop the whole progress.
Yeah, no, until you send me money. For real.
And I know one thing I'm trying to stay on is just make sure you're having the money. So I've gotten better with like
spending everywhere else.
Yeah. So it's like one comedy show. I had all the money for everybody, for my whole staff, before the show even started. Like,
I did that show?
Yeah, that was the first one.
Okay. That's what I'm going to
No, the first one. The second one is when it was like, damn, I had to pay niggas off the door because I didn't have all the money yet.
But you know what you said about going through the shows, people show you how reliable they are? It works for us, too. Because if I know I'm going to come host your show and you paying me before I start hosting, oh, we good.
Yeah.
The next time you call me, it ain't nothing to talk about. As long as I got nothing to do, we in there.
I was like, I thought I had to pay you a 200, 300, 200, 200.
For the last show, yeah, about 600.
Stop it.
That's the most. I got to throw new numbers out there, man. There's new people calling, man.
He
I
said,
gotta,
nigga, we at the Madison Square
Garden, bro. It's 2019,
baby.
It's 2019. I got kids, so.
He said, I got two kids, bro.
Yeah, man.
What $200
I don't know.
Do?
250, I think. For the last, for the special, it was 250.
I'm trying to see, because I know I had to pay you, I paid you in two installments.
Wait, hold on, man. Don't be telling everybody secrets, bro, because people get different deals.
I ain't say how much it was.
Yeah. So your deposit was about $250. You paid the $250 to hold the date.
Because I remember he was like,
because I remember I gave you like a,
you gave me like a month. He's like, "Hey, yo, Tone, you about ready? You about ready,
I
bro?
You said car, bro. But I want to fuck with you because we didn't do two shows before. We ain't got no bad blood.
I'm like, you know what? Let me stop bullshit. I got this shit in my account.
You and did call me. Yeah, I'm you like, called me like, bro. As soon as I get out the car, it's coming to you.
I'm like, you know what? Let me just get this shit down because I'm like, I got it. Because I was just trying to collect all the money.
And then
pay
disperse.
People. But I'm like, if I got the money, now I can pay certain people. Now, like, I pay UNTG. I mean, UNCJ. When did I pay CJ? I think I paid him, like, the day before.
Yeah, you got me a couple days before.
And I'm like, I got it. Because I'm like, if people know they pay, it's a difference. It's a different vibe when people know they paid
exactly.
already.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said the reliability works on our end, too. So now I know if you call me for another show, yeah. Let's go.
He said, and I'm getting paid. I want to do the Madison Square Garden. Like, that shit going to be crazy.
That's what you
want to
do?
One day.
Let me think about what
I want to do. The Fox.
I got to think about what kind of numbers I'm charging.
I want to do the Fox before I'm 30.
And you're 25.
25.
Just turned 25.
Just turned 25.
But you just said your next special is going to be in 2 years. That's 27. You got to hit the ground rolling, baby.
I got to get my social media game up. But I feel like I know I just got to really just be more consistent. But the Fox is definitely a goal of mine. The Fox.
I see you posting that shit a lot. Every time you ride past that bitch, you throw it up there. Like,
that shit,
it's Fox time, baby.
4,000 people.
You need all 4,000 of them.
I need that bitch packed, bro. I didn't see too many pictures inside that bitch. That bitch packed, bro. And if I can hit 4,000, like, the money off that, like.
So is.
It's crazy.
What is it that really helps you to keep? Because being a quote unquote freelance comedian can get discouraging.
It does.
You know, or being a freelance, anything, right? Trying to do something on your own with no solidified, like you said, marketing partners and like a solid squad team that's doing nothing but you, right? Your team still got jobs, school,
hey,
other shit going on.
I can't make the walkthroughs, bro.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas live in different cities and shit. Like, even for me, I'm living in Lansing. I still got a full-time job. I still got, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I come, I'm going to be ready to play, baby. Just when the lights come on, I'm going to be ready for you.
I think it's a lot about preparation and knowing that we adults, we got to be respectable to other people's time and schedules. So it's all about planning that shit far in advance. Like, hey, give somebody a date so they can work around it. And then it's about setting reminders like, hey, yo, you still free? You still free?
So what keeps you going? What's really helping you stay encouraged to keep being a comedian? Because you can just get it. You got a college degree, bro. You got expensive. You go find a coaching job somewhere, right? You go work, move up where you work, and you can be a regular as middle class American at any point in your life. You can decide, you know what, give me a nice crib.
Well, I'm trying to get. I want to live in heaven on earth. I want to live in a wealthy black community, and I want to like give money back to black people, or to like help them be more financially literate and have more of a positive image in their family. So I want to start to make a lot of money and put that shit back in my community. Build up.
Being funny is how you're going to do that.
It's just one of the ways that's going to get people to know me. Not going to necessarily be my only source of income.
But that's what's keeping you focused and on.
Relevant, yeah. So it's like I'm very black oriented. It's not that I don't.
You got white people doing the cameras and the video stuff, though.
That's cool. They understand that I still respected them and their people.
Nah, fuck that. Get some. Colonizers on the camera.
I like, because even, it's about like your pride. I have no problem with people having like their racial pride. Just don't fuck with, you know, me and my people.
Just don't be an asshole about it.
Yeah, like I love being black because I feel like I need to love being black because it's not that, I don't see that image. Yeah. So I feel like for me.
Just don't be an asshole about it, bro. Like, yeah. White people, you have white pride. Just don't be a jackass
don't
about
be
it,
a jackass, bro.
I'm gonna elbow you in the fucking throat.
Like, and embrace your history, your culture, your people. Do you, but please don't harm me and my people.
So, or make it hard for us to live.
Yeah,
you don't need none of that.
I'm just trying to really just give back to the people that look like us, bro, because we creative too. We creative
too. We probably the most creative. And this is what I've noticed, right? You put a black person in a tough spot,
they're going to find a way.
We're going to get out that bitch.
He said, you know what, maybe if I put this Vaseline on my whole body.
The punch is going to roll off a little bit.
He said, it's not going to hurt as much on Tuesday. But that's what I really want. And I want the people around me to know that you can have the life you want, bro. You can lead any reality. Like, my thing is, you know, I think I'm a Coke creator in my life in the future.
Man, I thought you, I first, I, when I first heard, I thought you said I'm a Coke creator.
No. Co-creator.
Shout out to my nigga Ty Dolla $ign, dog. We're going to get you out of there. You're going to beat that case, baby.
He got a case on coke?
Yeah, man. He got a diet on coke charge, coke possession the other day, man.
Goddamn.
It's been a hard week, man. Y'all been listening to Ty Dolla all day.
I got hip to him via Trey Songz. He had a song called, is that him with Kurt Cobain, like, I got another nigga bitch in my bed right now.
Oh, yeah. Who tape was that on? That's Kurt Cobain's song. No,
that's Ty Dolla $ign. That's on Beach House.
Yeah.
What number was that?
Trey Songz was on a few of them Beach Houses, though. Because he did Paranoid and shit.
They had a nice little... they
little duo?
When
you like
they,
that?
When they come together. I just Trey Songz my favorite artist, bro. He my favorite artist. He my favorite
artist. Why we got no Trey Songz jokes, bro? You ain't hit no chicks with no Trey Songz?
I haven't had sex with Trey Songz in a minute. I had sex to Cardi B once. That was different.
Yikes.
That was actually great, bro. It was really great.
Have you had sex to what's the City Girls?
No. They
do you want to? No, is your girl a City Girls fan? Hey bro, embrace it, bro. City Girls is out here, dog.
She like, hold on, because I listen to Dave East. He talked the same shit, but the male equivalent of what they talk
about. Of City Girls?
They be talking that cash shit, bro.
Ain't no way in the world Dave East and City Girls say the same shit, bro.
They usually talk about the same shit, bro. But it's just from the female's perspective.
Out of 12 songs, bro. Are you listening to City Girls? Because I don't want to know that Dave East is saying what they saying just from our
perspective. They be like, well, I don't know if he don't really get to the sexual shit.
Okay, because that's what I'm talking about.
He be like, ah, fuck your bitch.
Everybody say that. that's the rap nigga's mantra. If you a rap nigga and you ain't never said that, bro, are you really a rap nigga?
Are you really out here in these streets?
You gotta take somebody girl to be a rap nigga.
He said, I take your bitch and get all of her guts.
Yikes.
And I'm like,
it's painful.
Ouch. I'm like, that should go to her. I mean, I listen to the same few artists, but that's what keep me going, bro. Trying to really just look for the future. I think I want to be here and pass it on for like the people that come after me and that currently live with us, bro. It's that black stuff, bro. I ain't as black conscious as I used to be. I know I have to. It's just like repellent to a lot of people. I want to
when they feel like you're trying to force it on them.
Yeah, they be like, damn, like you like the Santa thing.
You can't just be a regular nigga, dog. Why you can't just be a regular person? Like, do that shit when you're supposed to.
When it's barbershop time,
maybe
barbershop conversations. It can happen.
We're gonna come back for another barbershop episode, ladies and gentlemen. Where you at on social media? TFANTJR.
Yep.
On Twitter and Instagram?
And the gram. And Snap. And
niggas still on Snapchat?
I don't be Snap, but if you do Snap, you can still follow me. I don't be on it, though.
Y'all know who I am. TG the host, any and everywhere, baby. December 22nd, I am Tony Fant Jr., the comedy special. Hosted by me. You can hear my voice on that beach. That's dropping on everything. 12 a.m. December 22nd. The CD version of it. Jokes only. No visual. Free. iTunes, Apple Music, all that shit, the 22nd. 2 years, man. Y'all be on the lookout for him. Y'all see his name somewhere. Y'all pull up, go laugh at him. Oh, you on Donnie's show coming up.
On the 4th.
January 4th. You are on Donnie's show. So y'all pull up in the city. Yeah, y'all pull up to that in the city, man. My dog, Donnie Comedy, Donnie Wilson. Only nigga I know that comes straight from work to the stage and be hosting in the tie with the dress shirt untucked.
Straight from work.
Straight off the clock, bro. Still got the hard soles on.
Boy's feet hurting.
Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all know what time it is. Episode 29 of People's Choice. I'm TG. Y'all be good. We out.